when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Hey, guess what? It's time for another edition of Tim Tumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. I promised you last week I'd have another stack of records. I wouldn't lie to you, after all. So let's get to work. I got a bunch of records to deal with. I got a little bit of a scratchy throat going on. I don't know what's going on. I don't feel sick. But every now and then, my voice kind of gets a little squeaky thing going on. Maybe I need some tea with honey in it. Is that what they do? I don't know. Everybody's got concoctions for that, you know. But my concoction is Diet Pepsi. It's not helping, by the way. So anyway, hey, glad you're along for another show. Let's start out with a little Happy Louie number. This is Green Grass.
A na trasę siedzi Mania ze swoim kochankiem. Mama woła na córuny, Mani szkoda odejść, bo dotychczas nic nie trudno było mamę zwodzić. Oj, córuniu, ty chodzisz, czego się zmieniła? I gdzie twe nóżki cię prowadzą i coś tam robiła?
There you go, Happy Louie there with Green Grass, getting us started on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and wow, I started the show with the hiccups. I think they're gone, because I was prepared to have to just let you let me hiccup, because I can't wait around for the hiccups to be over. I got things to do, for Pete's sake. Anyway, best investment ever for the studio, I just want to tell you, there's a fan. And we've had fans before. You know, it gets hot up here in this third floor studio, and there's no air conditioning in this 100-and-some-year-old building. So, yeah, a fan. But this one's got a remote control. I didn't know there was such a thing. So that means I can shut it off when I'm talking, and I can turn it back on while the records are playing, just with a push of the little button. I mean, I realize it's a boring little cheap thing, but man, I'm telling you what, it's mighty spiffy. And it's a tower fan. Stands up. Looks like a CD rack, if you ask me. The grooves on the front where the air comes out. Looks like you could store CDs in there, but I really don't think they would fit. But man, oh, it's a tower, yeah. Groovy. Four speeds. Automatic oscillating. I don't know. But man, the remote control fan idea. Clearly, I do not shop enough that I don't know about things like this. All right, let's do Lawrence Du County's Red Raven Orchestra. It's a Swedish polka. Yeah, and it says right on it that it's created from Swedish folk songs. So let's see how that goes. There, Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra there, the Swedish Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Glad you're with us for another week. By golly, and I have no idea what's in this stack of records, but it looks interesting, and I have the Gary Kent Orchestra up next, and I don't remember ever playing this record before. And not only that, it says it's from Dial Communications of Minneapolis. Vision of Sound Records. Sounds very groovy, doesn't it? Anyway, here's the Gary Kent Orchestra. It's Michelob's Polka. Thank you. There you go, the Gary Kent Orchestra of Michelob's Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We'll talk a moment here about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Because it's cool, man. 1,400 accordions, give or take. I don't know, like, do they ever loan one out or something? I have no idea. But they're in there, and you could stop and have a look. You know, it'll take you more than 5 minutes to look at them all. But that's cool, because, look around there. It's amazing, because old and new and high-tech and vintage and antique and all kinds of neat stuff. And then, of course, they have the concert hall and the accordion technician repair man school, whatever you want to call it. And, of course, they got the gift shop and the research area. Oh, my gosh, file cabinets full of stuff, documentation, history. It's a great place where there's a lot of information, a lot of knowledge, and a lot of things to look at. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Check them out online is the easiest thing to do instead of, driving. Worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them. You can check, see if they have any events coming up you might want to get into. Just kind of getting back into doing events and stuff now. So check it out, all right? Worldofaccordions.org is on the internet. There you go. Let's do the Naturals. It says Whitey is singing on here. This is the Sweet Bippy Polka. Remember when we used to say that? You bet your Sweet Bippy. Nobody says that anymore. We got to bring that back.
With freckles on her bippy, the men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy. The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy.
There you have it. Three cheers for Skippy's Bippy. Yikes. That's the Sweet Bippy Polka with the Naturals here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Is it too early in the show for a waltz? We always try to get at least one in there. Seems early. Well, maybe we'll get to it in a minute here. First, I'll remind you, if you want to get in touch with us at the Zumpa Hour, you could do it with a multitude of high-tech methods nowadays. I recommend writing your message on a paper airplane and sailing it through the third floor window on the north side of the building. But if that's not going to work out for you, you can also leave a telephone message. you know, like with your voice, like, hello, would you play the Beer Barrel Polka? Because I'd not say which version. I have 900 of them, you know. But or you could also text to this same number. Area code 218-259-2985. All right. Whether you need to make a dedication or just have a request or a comment or whatever. 218-259-2985 for texting or voicinging. Now you can also send an email to oompahour@aol.com. Or you could hit us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That is the way that all works out. So, hey, whatever fits your groove. I don't know. Does that make any sense? Probably not. But anyway. All right. I just happen to have a waltz next on the old record stack here. So I thought, well, why not? Normally I hold out a little longer, but I'm not going to this week. Here's Marv Herzog and the Night in May Waltz. There you have it there, little Marv Herzog for you there. A little, I don't know, kind of early in the show for a waltz, but I guess when you get right down to it, there aren't any rules here, so what the heck, huh? Glad you're along for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show every week at about this time at about this spot. This happens. Whether you're listening to a radio station or a web stream or a web, a web download or a webcast or podcast, or I don't know, there's so many ways to listen to stuff nowadays. Yikes, man. How about the Al Denny Orchestra now? This is Al's Oberic. There you go. That is the Al Denny Orchestra, Al Zobarek. Somebody who is not an old-time music person said to me here a couple of weeks ago, they saw all these records sitting here, and they're like, what's an Oberic anyway? Because they knew what a polka was. What's an Oberic? And, you know, for talking to somebody who knows nice, it's like a lopsided polka. And I don't know if that was a good enough definition. I said it's kind of like if a polka and a waltz crashed, you know, and then fell over the cliff or something. I don't know. But, you know, people who don't dance don't know these things. But there's a valuable tip for you. We have the Pal Polka here, Eddie Gronit and his orchestra. See, I could have been the guy who plays the whistle. I think I could probably get that part right anyway. That's the Pal Polka, Eddie Gronit and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show whatsoever. Now there's been controversy here because I've spent my whole life introducing the Helena Polka. And a couple of years ago, I heard somebody introduce the song as the Helena Polka. And it was the same song. So are there two different songs, the Helena Polka and the Helena Polka, or is it the same song pronounced two different ways, or some people just don't know what they're talking about? Do not know. But one way or the other, it is the Jolly Brothers and the band, because I know how to say that. We'll be right back. All right, there. That's a little Helena Polka, or Helena Polka. I don't know. Jolly Brothers and the Band here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And let's see what else we got going. Oh, now this next one, I was going to try to sneak in at the end of the show last week, and there just wasn't quite enough time to get it in there. So let's get this one off the stack. Here's Ray Henry and the Orchestra and Polka Party. All right, there you go. One of those great old Dana 45s there. Dana was a label, put out tons of great old-time records on 78s back in the 40s. And then they took their masters and put them out on 45s. We got into the 50s. And according to the label, that record is from 1946, but I'm playing it off of a 45. So it's a reissue of one of their old records. But they sound pretty darn good anyway. So there you have Ray Henry. This is Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Just in case you flipped on something and you're a little perplexed. Maybe you haven't heard polka music before and you're intrigued by the mind-boggling musicianship of these cats, huh? Anyway, that's what I tell people. I'm like, polka music? I'm like, yes, you would not believe the musicianship. Take 5 minutes and listen to this. Most people wind up being very impressed. Anyway, Don Peachy and the orchestra here. It's Mamie's Polka.
I am so in love with Mamie.
There you have it. Don Peachy in the orchestra there. He's just so darn in love with Mamie here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. There you go. Don and the gang, those Cadet Records out of Burnett, Wisconsin. Oh, got to put that one in the right sleeve. I almost put it in a gold sleeve. That's wrong. Go in the green sleeves for German. There's a system here. No matter how contrived it might be, there is a system in this studio. Right. Eddie Zima and the orchestra over here. It's the My Kathy Polka. Zima and the orchestra, My Kathy Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, don't forget, you know, request dedications, comments, questions. Glad to play them. If I can find the record, sometimes it might take me a couple of weeks because they're sorted by ethnicity and that's it. So it can take me a little of flipping time to find the records. But hey, shoot us an email, oompahour@aol.com, or hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour. Any of that works. Oh, yeah. Which reminds me, this is the Oh, Yeah Polka. See how that worked? Here's the harmony tones. We'll be right back.
płaczcie w synie, nie będzie tak źle. Nie powróćcie wojny, łazyny mi się. Nie płaczcie w synie, nie będzie tak źle. Nie powróćcie wojny, łazyny mi się. Nie płaczcie w synie, nie będzie tak źle. Nie powróćcie wojny, orwęże mi się. Nie płaczcie w synie, nie będzie tak źle. Nie powróćcie wojny, orwęże mi się.
There you go, music from the Harmony Tones here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, glad you're with us for another week here. Don't forget to come back next week because I'll do this again, except with a different stack of records, you know. Remember Johnny Maddox back in the 50s? Johnny got a bunch of piano-playing hit records. The Crazy Otto comes to mind as being like probably the biggest record that anybody would remember from Johnny Maddox. But he made a bunch of records. He was real popular. And I actually had, he recorded a couple of polkas too. I just happen to have one here and I've been skipping over it. And I was like, fine, I'm just going to play it for Pete's sake. So let's. Johnny Maddox and the Rhythm Masters. This, you know, there's the clarinet polka and all that. This is the piano polka. There you have it. Johnny Maddox. Remember him? He made all those great records back in the 50s. That's the Piano Polka. Now time for a Whoopi John record. I always feel like sometimes there should be a Whoopi John record in every show, but then sometimes I think, no, that would be too much. I don't know. But I don't recall playing this one any time in recent history. As Whoopi in the orchestra, here's the Don't Be Cross Polka. That's Whoopi John, of course, and the Don't Be Cross Polka. And coming up, a vintage record on very pretty, sparkly red vinyl. Not that you can see that, but you can use your imagination. We'll play that next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I told you I had a record on beautiful red vinyl. You can see right through this. It's translucent, as they say. On Bowery Records out of Del Mar, California. Not a lot of polka records out of Del Mar, California, that's for sure. This is the Munich Trio. It's the Harmonica Polka. Thank you. They have it. The Munich Trio says right on the bright, colorfully colored, that's original, red record there, the Munich Trio, Bowery Records, Del Mar, California. So there you have it here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm trying to judge how much time I have left here. One more for sure, and here's the deal. Here's the deal. We got a guy that runs commercials around here for a car dealership. And he always opens his commercials with, "Here's the deal." And now when I say it, I feel like I'm copying the guy. Anyway, and here during that whole previous record, I practiced and I could pronounce the name of this song. And now I forgot. So I can't pronounce it right. Tachichu. That's wrong. Tatuchu. I don't know. I had it. I swear I had it. Anyway, here's Ed Gucka's Polish Canadians.
Tatusiu, tatusiu, ja śpiewam dla ciebie, bo życie moje zacząłeś. I żeś mnie wychował, i żeś mnie nauczył, jak byłem małym jeszcze dałeś. Tatusiu, tatusiu, czy jeszcze pamiętasz, broniłeś mnie, byłem młody. A jak noc nadeszła, bajki ci opowiadał, modliłeś się, bym był zdrowy. Tatusiu, tatusiu, do szkoły chodzimy, pomagałeś mi w lekcjach. Lubiłem muzykę, kupiłeś mi harmonię i grałeś ze mną na skrzypkach. Tatusiu, tatusiu, miałem się ożenić, to wtedy ty zapłakałeś. A za chwilę krótką śmiechu było dużą, bo córeczkę nową dostałeś.
There you go. Ed Gucka's Polish Canadians wrap up another show, I guess, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. The old clock on the wall says, "Hey, bucko, you better not try another one or you're going to run long." I think I say that every week, don't I? I don't know. But hey, that puts the lids on another show. Back to do it again next week. So remember how you found us, because this is going to happen again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morning. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back next week, do it all over again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.